Well, today is Are You OK Day. Every year, about 3,000 Australians die by suicide. More than 3 million of us suffer from depression or anxiety. Those numbers are stark. And today, we're all being reminded that we can do something to help people around us.
You're not expected to have all the answers. Just listening can be such a big help in itself.
Looking the person in the eye, not interrupting, that is a really big thing.
To have a good listening ear, to say it doesn't sound like you're doing real well today, we can share the issues.
And yeah, not being afraid to ask them to seek further help. Encouraging action, effectively, the third step, so yeah.
That's the third step, and the Are You OK campaign has a four-step process, basically, for all of us to do what we can to help. It's the 10th anniversary of Are You OK Day. It's trying to raise awareness within our schools, community groups and our workplaces. Rachel Clements is a psychologist. She's part of the campaign's advisory committee. She's also director of psychological services at the Centre for Corporate Health, which specialises in mental health in the workplace. Rachel Clements, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
So for 10 years now, we've been talking about this here on this program and more broadly, the importance of just asking the simple question, are you okay? But just remind us, Rachel, why that question is so important and can make a difference?
Well, Are You Okay Day is a national day of awareness and action, and it really is prompting us on this day to consider those around us, perhaps those that we haven't connected with for some time, perhaps those who may be struggling a little in their life. And it really is encouraging us and inspiring us to take action on this day, not just today, but every day, to be able to step into meaningful connections with others and those around us, and to be able to ask the question, are you okay? And if we can do that, we can really stop little problems from becoming big ones. And not only can we change the course of direction of someone's life, but hopefully we can even save lives by asking that simple question.
It's a staggering thought, really, that a simple question like that might change the course of someone's life. How is it so important? Because it's also important not to be able to ask the, not just to ask the question, but then to know what to do with the answer if the question is no, I'm not okay. I mean, most of us aren't qualified psychologists. You know, how do we manage that?
Yes. Well, Are You Okay Day did a study 2 years ago where we were really looking at how comfortable and how confident people actually felt about stepping into some of those honest and authentic conversations with people. And the results revealed that 1 in 3 Australians were a little uncomfortable about asking the question, are you okay? And the number one reason that they felt was a barrier was, I don't know what to do if someone says they're not okay.
Mm.
And I think that that's quite an interesting and a very common concern. And if that gets in the way, then many people are not stepping into those conversations. So I always say to people, the good thing is you do not have to have the answers. You don't have to be able to fix the problem. You don't have to have all the solutions. You just have to tell me a little bit about what's going on and just listen. And then when that time is right in that conversation, it is much better to be able to gently guide the person to action, gently guide them to some resources and some perhaps referrals that may be able to assist. But I think in sometimes our workplace context, we are required to fix problems, troubleshoot it, have all the answers, know exactly what to say, and to be able to get something on track. Whereas I do think a big key to stepping into these conversations is actually taking off our professional hat and just putting in our interpersonal hat and just talking to someone when they're going through a bit of a tough time and freeing ourselves up from knowing exactly what to do and having all the answers.
Yeah, because that can sometimes get in the way of people speaking too. You're so keen, I know this with myself, you're so keen to offer a solution, to try and help fix it. Sometimes a person just wants the chance perhaps to be able to talk, to be able to let it out without having someone interrupt saying, well, you better do this, you better do that. So the four steps are ask, listen, encourage action, and check in.
That's right.
Which of those do you think is the key?
I think they're all very important. I think certainly having the courage and the confidence to ask the question in the first place is very, very important. I think secondly, the most powerful thing that you can give someone is your time and your ability to listen without jumping to the solutions and having the answers and problem solving. And then certainly I do think just guiding somebody to action is very important. You don't really want to leave somebody in the middle of a mental health issue or a time in their life when they're not traveling so well without an action plan for further resources and support. And of course, the follow-up is really important because that's often people's lifeline around, you know, the fact that there was somebody there in the background cheering me on and helping me if I was getting off track, just gently guiding me back on track and following up to make sure that things were going according to plan.
Rachel, there's also, I mean, I imagine some people listening will think, well, you know, I don't want to pry. I don't want to be a nosy person, especially in your workplace. These are your work colleagues. They're not your friends. How do you balance that or try and assess whether it's appropriate for you to be asking someone about how they're feeling? How do you work out that boundary?
I think that's a very good question because I really think about 10 or 15 years ago, that was our mindset in the workplace around if I observed that someone was not traveling so well, I would think maybe I'm prying, maybe it's a personal issue, maybe that's not my role as a workplace colleague. Whereas now a lot of the more recent literature is talking about we need to have a different mindset. And our mindset now must be that we all have a role to be respectfully curious. And we all have a role that if I'm observing my colleague around me is really not travelling so well, and maybe they've been like that for a few days, we all have a role to step into those conversations and to check. Because if that goes unchecked, it's a little risky these days to leave somebody who may not be travelling so well without that connection and without those conversations. So I always think in a workplace context, no matter what our role is, it's not just a manager or a leader's responsibility. It is now becoming everybody's responsibility to be respectfully curious. But I do think if you don't feel comfortable yourself to step into that conversation, find someone that you might think would be better equipped. Somebody that maybe has maybe a different relationship, maybe a closer relationship. So maybe pass that responsibility on to somebody else.
Okay. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 to 7. We're discussing Are You Okay Day with psychologist Rachel Clements. It's a kind of an interesting time to be talking about people caring for each other in the workplace when we're hearing allegations of bullying and intimidation in our federal parliament right now. Liberal MP Julia Banks opened up about this about 2 weeks ago and again last night in the parliament. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she's seen behaviour that would not be tolerated in any other workplace across Australia. What's your perception? What's your view of what you see going on in these comments coming out about the workplace that is our parliament?
In terms of, I think that obviously those types of behaviour can be very, very toxic, and we know that they can be big drivers of mental health issues. I mean, we go into workplaces all the time where we see similar, you know, behaviour or allegations of bullying and harassment, and they are one of the biggest contributors to poor mental health in our workplaces. And that's why the importance of obviously getting onto these things, being able to recognise it, being able to respond to it, being able to refer it and take some action and to follow up is really, really important.
And call it out, I suppose.
Call
Rachel Clements, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Rachel Clements is a psychologist on the Are You OK Day Advisory Committee and Director of Psychological Services at the Centre for Corporate Health. Today is Are You OK Day. It's a nice phrase to use any day, really. It's a good phrase to keep in mind. But if you are concerned about someone and you're concerned that you don't have the skills to do it, there is a bit of a checklist, a four-step plan. Head to the Are You OK website. But the four steps are ask, be relaxed about asking questions. Are you okay? Listen, give someone a bit of time, hear their story, hear their answer, encourage action gently if you can, and check in. Remember to check in. But head to the website if you want some more information about this.